Anyone who's had to wake up a teenager in the morning knows it can be a struggle. Now the Seattle School Board is considering a proposal that would let teens sleep in and start school later. Younger children tend to be early risers, so their bell times would be earlier. As KUW's Ann Dornfeld reports, many parents, doctors, and researchers say flipping the bell times to let teens get more sleep would benefit them academically and emotionally.
It's 6:35 a.m., time for Wendy Vancouvering to do the rounds.
Hey, Spence. Shower time, sweetheart. Can you get up now? No, I already gave you 5 minutes.
As 14-year-old Spencer and 18-year-old Katie begin their silent, bleary-eyed routines, their mother says mornings have been hard ever since Katie started middle school and had to start getting up a lot earlier. Trouble was, Katie couldn't fall asleep before midnight or later.
She was waking up crying in the morning because she was so tired, and I thought, she doesn't have a computer in her room, she didn't have a phone to text on, and I said, you know, you've got to be able to go to sleep.
Katie's doctor recommended melatonin and breathing exercises. Nothing worked. Katie's now in her senior year at Roosevelt High School. She says even getting ready in the morning is stressful when you're this tired.
You know how, like, when you're going on a trip and you have to get, like, the really early plane and you're up at, like, 3 in the morning and you're trying to get all your stuff together and not, like, forget a suitcase? That's kind of how it feels.
Katie says first period statistics is difficult without enough sleep. By sixth period, she's trying not to nod off and become target practice for her teacher.
She has a stuffed toy she throws at you when you fall asleep, which happens at least once a day.
The answer may seem simple. Teens should just go to bed earlier. Easier said than done, says Horacio de la Iglesia. He's a University of Washington biology professor who studies circadian rhythms.
When they hit puberty, they start needing to go to bed later and waking up later, and there's not much they can do about it.
A natural bedtime for most teenagers is between 11 and midnight, De La Iglesia says. And adolescents' growing bodies need a lot of rest, up to 9 hours a night, if not more. He says that means 8 o'clock is about as early as teens should be expected to wake up. Most Seattle middle and high schools have already started by 8 a.m. So De La Iglesia is part of a group of parents, teachers, and scientists urging Seattle public schools to push back start times for teenagers.
All the research seems to indicate that a minimum start time of 8:30, it's what you need.
That could be achieved by flipping the bell times with elementary schools, which now start later. That makes sense because younger children naturally wake up earlier. In recent weeks, both the Seattle Teachers Union and School Nurses Association passed resolutions supporting later start times for teenagers. Seattle Public Schools Superintendent Jose Banda says he thinks there are benefits to moving the bell times. He says most of the community input on the proposal so far has been positive.
But we've also heard from some of the parents out there who are concerned. Parents that have elementary age students are concerned about having their students attending school at a very, very early time. And I think most of their concerns has to do with the potential of them being out at a bus stop before 7 in the morning.
Banda says reversing the bell times would also make it harder for older students to babysit younger family members in the afternoons. Low-income families often depend on students' after-school jobs. And Banda says there are concerns that school sports would be affected. He says it would take up to 2 years of community outreach to see what families think, as well as studies of what it might cost the district to change school start times.
I think that there are just a lot of unknown variables and that we have to go out there and make sure that we communicate this well with our community and that we know what those impacts will be, not only on our operations here, but know what the impacts will be on their children.
Big changes to bell times can be a tough sell. A decade ago, Issaquah School District considered the issue for years before leaving start times the same. But the movement to let teens sleep in is growing nationwide. Districts across the country that have moved bell times later for middle and high school students report academic improvements and better attendance. Public health officials say aligning school start times with teenagers' biological clocks could also reduce car crashes, depression, and obesity, which are all linked to sleep deprivation. The Seattle School Board is scheduled to take up school start times at a retreat on March 8th. If board members agree, the next step could be a district-wide impact study. I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.